USA News, I'm Lance Prime. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.7 trillion spending bill that will keep the federal government operating through September of 2023 and provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and more pork than the American taxpayers can afford in a time of inflation teetering on recession. With the new year starting Monday, new laws will go into effect.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
The Food and Drug Administration failed to adhere to its own guidance and internal practices during the approval process for Biogen's Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, which was rife with irregularities. An 18-month investigation revealed the FDA's interactions with Biogen were atypical and did not follow the agency's documentation protocol. San Jose, California city officials are warning people living near waterways to get to higher ground because of possible flooding from rains. Sean Cartwright with Unhoused Response Group on NBC Bay Area says this is not fair to the homeless population.
So people are living where they can, and then you sweep them out of areas like Columbus Park, and you sweep them into creeks, and then you say, oh, get out of the creek because it's going to flood.
Cities across Ukraine have been targeted by a wave of Russian missile strikes Friday in one of the largest bombardments since the war began. At least three people, including a 14-year-old girl, were taken to the hospital after explosions hit the capital of Kyiv. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Empire State is ready to start dispensing marijuana.
New York State's first recreational marijuana shop is now open in New York City. The Empire State legalized it last year, but all the logistics and regulations had to be sorted out before the first shop could open, the first of many. Meanwhile, the city council in Barstow, California, which is about halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, has taken another step toward development of a so-called cannabis super center. It would take over an abandoned mall and feature 20 pot farms, 5 cannabis makers, 6 distributors, and 2 retail shops. A final council vote is set for next month. I'm Richard Johnson.
Bob Penny, an Alabama college professor and actor who performed small roles in movies including Forrest Gump and Sweet Home Alabama, has died at the age of 87. Penny died on Christmas Day, according to an obituary from Laughlin Service Funeral Home in Huntsville, Alabama. No cause of death was given. There's a new sheriff in Washington, D.C.
The incoming Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees began demanding records from the Biden administration in recent weeks as part of a series of planned investigations, including the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan and the business dealings of Hunter Biden. A top White House lawyer, however, told Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer their requests would have to be reissued once Republicans assume their House majority next week. The White House said the lawmakers don't yet have standing to make their requests. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.